Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science and we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And today we're very glad to have with us an astrophysicist all the way from the Netherlands, Professor Heino Falke. He is the author of an exciting new book called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe and Us. It was a few years ago that for the first time in history, a photographic image of a black hole was revealed to the people of the world. It made headlines around the entire planet, and so we'll talk to one of the people involved with that historic photograph, the first ever image of a black hole in the galaxy M87. But let me also say, first of all, that if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. Our hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the city you're calling from, and the city you're calling from, and then bingo, maybe you can ask a question and get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Also, let me make an announcement, and that is my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, is an international bestseller. It hit the New York Times bestseller list a few weeks ago, the Amazon bestseller list in the United Kingdom and the United States, and also the independent booksellers in bestseller list. And so what is the excitement all about? Well, you know, it was Albert Einstein who spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after a theory of everything, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. It was an incredible quest, and he failed. But today, we actually have a candidate for the theory of everything. It's not proven yet. It is quite controversial. Nobel Prize winners in physics have split, in fact, on the question. The theory is called string theory. You know, 2,000 years ago, the Greeks were also asking the question, is there a rhyme or reason to the universe? Is there a theme, a paradigm? Is there some kind of rhythm to the universe itself? Pythagoras, the great mathematician, said it is music that is the unifying theme of the universe, the music of vibrating strings. He looked at a lyre, and he found that when he plucked the lyre string, the lower the note, the longer the string. And then he went by a blacksmith shop, and he saw a sword being made. The longer the sword, the lower the sound the blacksmith made when he pounded on the sword. And then Pythagoras said, bingo, mathematics, the mathematics of resonances on a string, that is rich enough to explain the vast diversity of everything we see around us in the universe. But, of course, well, the Roman Empire fell apart, and the theory went into darkness for 1,000 years. For 1,000 years, there was witchcraft, sorcery, magic, and people forgot about this grand idea of creating a cosmic theme which can unify the universe. Well, today we have string theory. Let me explain how it works. If I have an electron and I had a super microscope, I would see that it's not a dot at all. It's actually, potentially, a vibrating rubber band. When you twang it, it vibrates at a different frequency and it becomes a neutrino. You twang it again, it becomes a quark. You twang it again, it becomes a gauge particle. You twang it enough times and you get all the subatomic particles that we've cataloged tediously over the last 50 years since the end of World War II. billions of dollars have been spent cataloging this zoo of subatomic particles. And is there any rhyme or reason to them? Well, just 3 weeks ago, at Fermilab outside Chicago, the first crack in the standard model of a subatomic particles emerged, causing tremendous excitement. Could this be a clue that there's a higher theory out there? A higher theory that allows us to summarize the vast diversity of subatomic particles that we've gotten from the Large Hadron Collider. Well, find out by getting a copy of my book. My book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, The Quest to, quote, read the mind of God. Well, let's now talk about black holes. There's a new book, Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us, which talks about the fact that history was made a few years ago when scientists were able to actually take a photographic image of a black hole in another galaxy. The book is by Professor Heino Falke, and he's a professor of astrophysics at the University of Radboud in the Netherlands. And we're very honored to have him all the way from Europe on Science Fantastic. So, Professor Falke, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm glad I can be with you today.
Okay, well, the first question we always ask our guests is, when you were a youth, think back now when you were a kid, what steered you in the direction of science and then in the direction of astronomy? What was it? Was it a book, a trip, something your parents said? What steered you in that direction?
Well, the first thing I can really remember was actually the moon landing. It was Apollo 15, actually. I was a little kid, 4.5 years old, and I saw... In fact, I was the only one in the room watching it because it was already old news. The adults had already seen the previous moon landings and they were tired of it. But I was glued to the television and watched it for hours while the other kids were playing outside on the street. And I was following it and I seeing these people running around on the moon. I was thinking, wow, you can run around on the moon. And, you know, I already intuitively understood that this was a big, amazing thing that happened. By the way, they landed the Falcon on the moon, which fitted my name. So that's Falcon means falcon in English. So that was quite funny. That was an inspiring moment. And I think my grandmother was the other inspiring person because she's from really East Germany, which is now Russia. And she grew up in a very rural area and she wanted to become an astronomer, seeing all the stars up there. And she wasn't allowed to because she was a woman. She was allowed to study English, nonetheless, not natural sciences. Nowadays, of course, we're blessed. We have so many women in science, but at the time, that was a dream that wasn't, you know, allowed to come true for her. So I think she instilled a little bit of that passion in me as well.
Okay, and then what steered you in the direction of astronomy and specifically research in black holes?
Well, I was always a curious kid. You know, I'm this nuisance, you know, kid, and ask always why, and you get, you know, further, and why is that, and what's behind that, and, you know, what's behind the heaven, what's behind heaven, and what's there, and so forth. So I was, you know, going all the way through the fundamental questions that I was interested in. And so I really want to go, you know, I really, from my studies, I want to go to the ends of space and time, literally. So where really the fundamental new questions are. And I was doing my studies, black holes were clearly, you know, at the center of what would be new. Because one of the, you know, you were talking about the unification of the big theories, right? And one of the outstanding questions still is, how do you get gravity and quantum physics together? How do they rhyme? And at the edge of black holes, they fail, right? It's a big question. You know, how do you describe black holes with a quantum theory and general relativity of Albert Einstein? That was already, you know, known through the work of Hawking and others in the 90s. And astrophysics was starting to discover black holes in the nuclei of galaxies and quasars.
Okay, I know. We have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can have your question aired on 100 radio stations and the Internet, which carry Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we talk about the greatest mysteries in the universe, black holes.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to green meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today, all the way from the Netherlands, is Professor Heino Falke. He's a professor of astrophysics in the Netherlands at the University of Radboud. And his new book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. Well, let's wind the videotape backwards now and go back into the past. We're now in the 1700s, and there's a clergyman by the name of John Michell. He was familiar with Newton's laws of gravity, and he made a prediction that there should be a new kind of star out there called the dark star. So, Professor Falke, can you tell us about John Michell and the fact that by using Newton's laws of gravity hundreds of years ago, he predicted the existence of what we now call black holes?
Yeah, that was an amazing thought. It was actually a little thing. It was not a big theory that he developed, but he was just saying, you know, look, if there's a star which has such a strong gravity that it can actually attract light, and if the gravity is stronger than you know, light, you know, it could escape from, you would have a dark star. And the only way you could see it is from the planets going around. You would not see any light and emission coming from it. But you would see planets maybe orbiting around it. And you could only see it through the force of gravity. And that was actually a very radical and innovative thought. And already the idea that light could be bent by gravity was very amazing and had to do with the nature of light. Is light a particle or is light a wave? And it really took until Einstein that this question was resolved. And you know, it was shown that light can be particle and wave at the same time. It's both. And that gravity can actually deflect light by deforming space-time. So light actually is deflected. And then it was actually Einstein who didn't really believe in black holes. It was, you know, a mathematician, Schwarzschild, and physicist, who, you know, first calculated the equations that describe a black hole. And then you could actually see that light is actually going in circles around that object. If you have a lot of gravity, a lot of mass compacted into one little point, and then, you know, light could go in a circle. And you would have a region which later became known, many decades later only became known as the event horizon, where light would actually not be able to escape anymore. It would be completely dark. Light would be trapped, as would be any other information. And Einstein thought these kind of objects cannot exist. They cannot
fall. Okay, so Einstein, yeah, as I understand, writes a paper trying to disprove the formation of a black hole, showing that the swirling gas will never condense into a black hole. But then comes J. Robert Oppenheimer, the man who would later build the atomic bomb, and he comes up with a new mechanism to create a black hole, not swirling gas, which will not condense into a black hole, but an implosion method. So explain to us what Professor Oppenheimer proposed, which we think is the way to create a black hole.
Yeah, now what we know today, how black holes are created in the first place, and that's pretty much the seed that Oppenheimer laid, is that you have a star which comes to the end of its lifetime, and it starts to collapse. And then gravity takes over, the matter will be compressed more and more, and if you have a lot of matter compressed into small area, the gravitational attraction of it will become stronger and stronger. And so, you know, you have to have more and more force, more energy to keep the star stable. At some point, gravity wins, and there's no force in nature that can stabilize this collapse. And so gravity will become just stronger as a runaway process. It will, you know, collapse into a point, essentially. It looks like this should collapse into a point forever from the outside. A never-ending collapse into an ever smaller space that becomes a small point. And,
so this,
you know,
is what
we
see
these things happening, you know, big explosions, mm-hmm, supernova explosions. And Oppenheimer wasn't far away from big explosions, we know.
Yeah, in fact, it's said by historians that this implosion method of creating a black hole, he actually used to create the Nagasaki bomb. The Nagasaki bomb was also based on imploding plutonium rather than imploding hydrogen in the star. But the idea of implosion came from a black hole and was later used to build the atomic bomb. But anyway, let's move on now, because people realize mathematically that if you fall into a black hole, all sorts of distortions take place. In fact, Arthur Eddington, famous astronomer who verified Einstein's theory, said that this is so crazy that there should be a law preventing stars from behaving this way. So what happens if you fall into a black hole?
Actually, if you fall into a black hole, nothing special seems to happen. You approach the black hole and you see this big darkness in front of you. And once you go through the event horizon, you see actually the entire universe, the light of the universe condensed into one little flash of light. And then you go in, into this black hole, you're still alive. In fact, if you have a very big supermassive black hole, then you can actually survive falling into a black hole, at least for a little while. And you keep falling. But the point is, actually, then space itself will actually drag you towards the singularity. You're traveling, so to speak. You could stand still in time, but space will drag you towards a central singularity and will crush you to death in the end. If the black hole is rotating, which is also possible, you know, you're not crushed into a point, but all the matter is sort of collected into a ring. And then the inside of a black hole becomes completely crazy. You could actually travel in time. You could start now and come back, you know, now again by, you know, rotating around that ring-like singularity. So really cause and effect seems to change. From the outside, you will not see anything what's happening there. You would only see you falling towards the event horizon, and you would see time slow down, getting slower and slower every time. And if you manage to escape from a black hole before you go in, you'll be at a very different age from where you started. You'll still be young while your sibling, for example, has become an old man or an old woman, because time is slowed down near black holes. So really the laws of physics, you know, they're okay until the event horizon, and afterwards they become a bit crazy, so to speak. And black holes really, you know, challenge our intuition of how physics works and how space and time are actually behaving.
Okay, so let's summarize this, because Hollywood, of course, has had numerous depictions of this process. So you're saying that as you fall into the black hole, if you're in the frame of the rocket ship, you feel basically not too much. Distortions are minimal, but from the outside, all sorts of distortions take place. Time slows down, things like that happen. But also there's a process called spaghettification. So explain to us what happens when your body turns into spaghetti.
Well, I haven't experienced that yet, so I can't give you all the details, unfortunately, or fortunately, perhaps. If you're falling into a small black hole, and a small black hole, I mean something that's, you know, tens of miles in radius, that's created by the explosion of a star, then you are rotating around this black hole in milliseconds. You know, you within a second, you can rotate a few thousand times around that black hole. It's a whirlwind of rotation. And then your feet are attracted a bit more strongly than your head, because you're closer to the black hole than your head. And so it's dragged further and faster around the black hole. You wind up, you become a long spaghetti wound up around this black hole. I suspect this will be a very unpleasant experience, I must say. That's why, you know, if you ever decide to jump into a black hole, pick a really big one. You know, pick the one that we looked up, that we made the image of, M87. It's 6 billion stars, you know, black holes that combined into one supermassive black hole. And then, you know, it's so big. It's the size of our solar system. In fact, a bit larger than our solar system even. Then the difference between your feet and your head are really minimal. And so you're not going to be spaghettified. You get into the black hole into one piece.
Let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Professor Heino Falke. He is the author of the book, Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of black holes on Science Fantastic. And give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A new report says Catholic churches across the United States are being warned of a credible threat of extreme violence after the Supreme Court's abortion decision. The Department of Homeland Security warning churches to be on alert. This comes after pro-abortion groups are promising nights of rage and pledging extreme violence, which President Biden says is unacceptable.
Threats and intimidation are not speech. We must stand against violence in any form, regardless of your rationale.
The United States Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit is blocking the FDA's ban on sales of Juul products. The FDA wants the court to step in until Juul can ask for an emergency review. Juul claimed the agency's move was arbitrary and capricious. You're listening to USA Radio News. Consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's doing everything he can to help U.S. veterans captured by Russia. Earlier this week, a Kremlin spokesman said the men, both from Alabama, were involved in illegal activities and firing at Russian troops in Ukraine. Speaking with NBC News, Zelensky saying he's confident they'll be reunited with their families and the story would have a good end. He went on to say he believes Russia is using the captured Americans to pressure the United States to speak directly to Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. We have 4.5 million fans on Facebook, and you may want to pick up a copy of my latest book. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. The quest for an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us, in the words of Albert Einstein, to, quote, read the mind of God. We have hundreds of physicists working at the Large Hadron Collider, also Fermi Laboratory, trying to find order in the chaos of subatomic particles, and some people think that we need a higher paradigm, a unifying theme. Perhaps that theme could be music. The music of subatomic particles. So that if you had a microscope and could peer into an electron, you would see that it's a rubber band, a vibrating rubber band that can change frequencies and turn into different particles. So physics would be the harmonies you can write on these superstrings. And then chemistry would be the melodies you can play when these strings bump into each other. The universe would then be a symphony of strings. And then the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. That would be a candidate for the mind of God. Well, as you can imagine, Nobel Prize winners have split on this question. Some people think that, well, how do you test the theory of everything when each solution is an entire universe? Well, we have plans to test aspects of the theory. The Japanese, the Chinese, and the Europeans are already putting in requests to build the successor to the Large Hadron Collider, a new atom smasher, even more powerful than the previous one. Not to mention that Fermilab, just a few weeks ago, found a deviation in the standard model. Is that an indication that there's a higher theory beyond the standard model? And new satellites are going to be launched. LISA, Interferometry Space Antenna, will give us baby pictures of the infant universe, maybe a trillionth of a second after its birth. And we'll have baby pictures of the universe emerging from the womb. And maybe, just maybe, physicists speculate that we'll have evidence of an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord detected by gravity wave detectors in outer space, connecting our infant universe to a mother universe. Well, find out what all the excitement is about. Once again, the book is now an international bestseller. The book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. But with us today is Professor Heino Falke, author of the book Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And we're talking about, well, what happens when you fall into a black hole. Not very pleasant. But some people ask the question, well, the sun, will the sun become a black hole? Well, probably not. You have to squeeze the sun down to about 2 miles, and our sun is not going to be squeezed down to 2 miles, so don't worry, we're not going to fall into a black hole. But what about the black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy? So, Professor Falke, what is known about this monster black hole in our own backyard in the Milky Way galaxy in the constellation Sagittarius? Tell us about our own home black hole.
Oh, it's actually by far my favorite black hole. It's the one that I worked on during my PhD, and that really set the course of my scientific life. At the time, we weren't really sure. There were some speculations. Sir Martin Rees, Astronomer Royal, actually at some point said, you know, if you see all these black holes out there in the universe, we should have a black hole, a supermassive black hole, in the center of our own Milky Way, still around, because black holes don't evaporate so quickly.
Oh, excuse me. We have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the black hole in our own backyard with Professor Heino Falke, and the book is called Light in the Darkness. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of black holes in our backyard on Science Fantastic.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us all the way from the Netherlands is Professor Heino Falke, author of the book Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And we're talking about, well, the black hole in our own backyard, the Milky Way galaxy. Dead center of the center, the galactic nuclei of the Milky Way galaxy, there is a monster black hole, maybe 2 to 4 million times the mass of our sun. And, well, one day we're going to get close-up shots of that black hole, too. So tell us a little bit about now the black hole in our own backyard.
Yeah, it was found in 1974. They found a radio source, some radio-emitting very small object, and it looked to be very much in the center. And then, when I started my PhD, people used infrared cameras, near-infrared cameras that came from, actually, night vision cameras. They would be able to look through the dust of our galaxy, which was obscuring our view, and they saw stars. And they saw stars moving in the center of a Milky Way. Actually, not moving every hour, but moving from one year to the next. And you would see stars going around in a perfect ellipse on a 16-year time scale. Like a planet goes around the sun, that star would go around with to 10,000 kilometers per second, or about 10,000 miles per second, around that particular radio source. If you take Kepler's laws of the planet motion around the sun, you can determine what mass you need in order to keep stars tight in the center of the galaxy if they move so fast. And you need 4 million times the mass of the sun concentrated in that radio source into a very small region. And I was, looking at this and trying to explain the radio emission of this, and I realized that a certain type of radio emission, a certain frequency, a certain color of the radio emission would come from almost near the event horizon. And that was exciting, because I was thinking, how would a black hole look like if you illuminate it with light from all directions? Well, you see a darkness. You see the darkness of the shadow. You see a shadow of the black hole. And that shadow, something it took me a little while to realize, is actually a little bit larger than the black hole itself, because the black hole acts as a lens. It magnifies itself. See a reasonably large shadow. And, that that shadow would be the size of a mustard seed in New York as seen from Europe. You know, you need a telescope with which you'll be able to read the New York Times from Europe, right? The New York Times that you have in New York. Such a big telescope you would need to have. But then, if you have this, you would be able to see that darkness, that shadow. And that was a prediction we made. And we also knew at the time how to build such a telescope. You need just a telescope the size of the world. Well, you can do this by combining telescopes, by combining them virtually into a network that creates a virtual telescope in the computer that acts as if the entire world were a big radio telescope. And that gives you the resolution to peer into the heart of our Milky Way and potentially resolve that shadow. And that was the idea. And that was such an amazing moment, you know, when I realized, wow, that's possible. We may be able to see a black hole. That was 25 years ago. And it took almost 25 years to realize this. And two years ago, we succeeded, not with this source yet, but with another black hole in another galaxy, but equally beautiful.
Now, your group made world history by showing us the image of M87's black hole, a nearby galaxy. When will your group also release the first photograph of our own homegrown black hole in the Milky Way galaxy? Is that coming pretty soon?
That's our big dream, of course. I cannot, I'm not allowed to tell you when and what we will show. I mean, that's still a secret. But I can tell you we are working on it, and we'll try to get it to you as soon as possible, and hope that this year we can be able to publish some results on this.
Now, in the media, it was reported that the accuracy of your radio telescope, super radio telescope, is so sensitive that you could detect an orange on the moon from the Earth. Is that right? That you could actually detect something the size of an orange on the moon? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue discussion of light in the darkness, black holes, the universe, and us. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Professor Heino Falke. The book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And we were very fortunate to get him all the way from the Netherlands, where he is a professor of astrophysics. Well, when we last left off, we were talking about black holes and how to detect them. Traditionally, it was thought that we would never be able to detect the event horizon of a black hole because they're so far away. But a radio telescope is simply not powerful enough to resolve a black hole. So what this group does was they lash together several black holes to create an effective, gigantic radio telescope the size of the planet Earth. And according to the media reports, this effective radio telescope is so sensitive that it could discern an orange on the moon from the planet Earth. Is that right? Is that how sensitive this effective radio telescope was?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, would even be a tennis ball, which I think is a little bit smaller than an orange. Or as I said, a mustard seed in New York is seen from Europe. Yeah, and that's what you can do by using the perspective from all parts of the world and combining them, because you're looking from the slightly different angles. And what we do is we actually record the radio waves that come from outer space. We record them on actually hard drives. We store the waves, and then we can process and do what a telescope would do, a big reflector dish, you know, would reflect the light and would focus it and bring and combine the light in the focus. We do that in the computer. And that, you know, gives you something that is, you know, a telescope the size of the Earth.
Okay, now let me ask you a question that comes out of science fiction, but also mathematics. Mathematician Roy Kerr found a solution of Einstein's equation back in the 60s with a rotating black hole, as you mentioned. It collapses to a ring, not a dot. But if you fall through the ring, you wind up in a parallel universe. You go through what is called the Einstein-Rosen bridge. Now, this is, of course, pure mathematics. We live in the physical universe. We want to know what really happens. But what are your thoughts? What's the latest developments in terms of what happens if you fall through a black hole's event horizon, through this ring at the very center? Do you wind up in a parallel universe, never to come back? Or are you simply crushed to death? Or what do you think happens?
Well, I think we can agree on you'll never come back. That part I think we can agree on. The calculations really in the innermost inside of black holes are going to be very difficult. Right now, people don't think that a Kerr black hole, the one you described, actually are gates to a different universe. They are not traversable. In order to create a traversable wormhole, you actually need to invent a certain type of matter, not antimatter that we know, but matter with negative energy. and you have to keep that stable. So there's currently no theoretical underpinning or idea how you could really make a traversable wormhole that would allow you to travel. We looked whether the data that we have would be consistent with a wormhole, right? Maybe, we are stupid. We are not smart enough. And so there are predictions how a wormhole, a traversable wormhole, would look like. And it would have a different size given the mass and the curvature of that space-time that we see. And it didn't match. So we are reasonably confident that what we see is an ordinary black hole, not a wormhole. We don't know whether it's rotating, though. And that's one of the next big questions. Can we find out how fast the black hole is rotating? Does it have a ring singularity? We would not be able to see the ring singularity in the very center, but we would see the effect of rotating space. Space would co-rotate with a black hole and would drag matter with it. It would drag magnetic fields with it. And there are some indications that, you know, these powerful plasma jets that we see in the center of M87, there's the plasma shooting out, that this comes from, you know, partially at least, from the effect where magnetic fields are dragged along by the force of gravity, by empty space essentially, co-rotating with a black hole, and then shooting plasma out along the rotation axis with almost the speed of light. And we are not 100% certain yet that we can see that, that we can prove this, but it looks very promising. So that's one of the research topics of the coming years, actually. We need much better data to be really sure about this.
Okay, well, we are talking about science fiction, so let's talk about white holes. Some people claim that if you fall into a black hole, perhaps you're spewed out the other end as a white hole where the direction of time is reversed. So instead of falling in, you fall out, and that is a solution of Einstein's equations, but is it a realistic solution of Einstein's equations? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and we've been surprised quite often that something that looked very strange mathematically existed, also existed then in the real nature, like the positron, antibatter, right? So you invent something like complex numbers, you know, what's the square root of minus one, and here comes the positron, and you find it in real nature. And so do white holes exist in the universe? And it's up to physicists and astrophysicists to tell. Mathematically, it's possible, but is it part of the real universe? That's a big question. And so far, we have not found any evidence that white holes exist, that they are out there in the universe. And so we will keep looking, but I'm not very optimistic. Maybe that's one of the mathematical unicorns that look nice on paper, but may not be existing in the real universe. But who knows?
Well, let's talk about yet another mathematical unicorn. Oh, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, our special guest has been Professor Heino Balkem. The book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. So, Professor Falke, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for having me. I had a wonderful time here.
Okay, and once again, the book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And this is Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and pick up a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible that string theory could be, quote, the theory of everything that unifies all the laws of nature into an equation no more than 1 inch long? Find out.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.